conference called training, and if you're just joining us, we would love for you to jump right in. My name is Steve Luxenberg. Jump right in, introduce yourself to me, tell me your name, tell me where you're from, and then after you do that, just so you understand conference call etiquette, you always press star 6 on your phone, and that'll mute out your background noise after you do your own intro, and that way other people will have a clear enough line to be able to introduce themselves. So tell me your name, the city where you're from, make your hometown famous, and then remember to star 6 your phone after you're done introducing yourself.
Hi, this is Peggy Thomas from West Virginia.
Hi, Peggy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Jim Anderson from Elkton, Maryland.
All right, Jim, welcome. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Craig Rymore up Chautauqua Lake, New York.
Hey, Craig.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. Good.
Great.
Hello, Steve.
Hello there.
This is the Lost Lamb. Surprising, I got an email from you. My name is Marvin Wint.
All right, Marvin. You know what the Lord said about that lost sheep, man. We're glad to have you, buddy.
Well, I joined this outfit about probably a year ago, and I haven't done anything with it. I have had a lot of problems.
Well, I'll tell you what, Marvin. Tell me where you're from.
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Here's what I want you to do, buddy. I'm glad to meet you. I'm glad you're stepping up. Star 6 your telephone, grab a pen and paper, and then don't forget to buckle your seatbelt, because I hope and believe and I'm sure you're going to be launched into action tonight.
Great.
Anybody else, if you're on the call and you've just joined us, I want to meet you. My name's Steve Luxenberg. Tell me your name, where you're from, and always remember to star 6 your telephone, please.
Patsy Lewis, Charleston, South Carolina.
Hi, Patsy.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Mike Rogers from Alton, Illinois.
All right, Mike.
Hi, Steve. Carol White from Washington.
Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Wanda from Hannibal, Missouri.
Hey, Wanda. I know about that group down there in Hannibal. Welcome, welcome.
This is Gloria from Ohio, Steve.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
I love this part, just getting a chance to meet people. Tell me your name, where you're from, and then always remember, for conference call etiquette, to star 6 your phone. That mutes out your background noise so others can have a chance to intro themselves.
Hi, Steve. This is Doris from Plato, Minnesota.
All right, Doris. Let's meet you.
This is Rita from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Rita, welcome.
Hi. Hi, this is Tony Wheels from Lakeland, Florida.
I know you, Tony, hanging through the storm with us.
Claudia from Georgia.
Claudia from Georgia. Who is that? I never heard of a Claudia from Georgia.
Former Alabama.
Oh, that Claudia, my voice coach. Welcome and happy landing to y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Steve. Joe Barclay.
All right, Joe, upstate New York. How are you, bro?
Terrific. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited. I might self-implode just getting a chance to listen to all these brokers introduce. You know, OH gets the best job on the whole team. It really is not right.
Scott from New York.
Say that again, from New York.
Scott from New York.
From Binghamton?
Yes.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
I'm on fire with it, buddy. On fire with it.
Good.
Joe Harper, Valley Springs, California.
Valley Springs, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Tina, New York.
Tina Krakow, welcome.
Nancy Ann Houston.
Who is that in Houston?
Nancy Ann.
Nancy Ann, yeah, really great. Powerful, strong legs. A business launching. Who's that in Indianapolis?
Christine from Indianapolis.
Hi, Christine.
Peg from Albuquerque.
Peg, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you,
Steve? From Missouri.
Okay, Missouri, say your name again.
Tim Juno, Liberty, Missouri.
All right, Jim, nice to see you.
Thank you.
Phil Struggs, Orange Park, Kentucky.
National Sales Director Phil Struggs, welcome, welcome. Listen, guys, this is a special edition of a True Team conference call. What we want you to do is introduce yourself, please, to me. My name's Steve Luxenberg. Introduce yourself to me. Tell me where you're from, And then always remember to star six your telephone. That's called conference call etiquette. And after you introduce yourself, please press star six. You mute yourself out with all your background noise. And that way nobody, you know, other people can introduce themselves. It keeps the line clear. And if we have a Q&A like we will tonight, at the end of the call we have a Q&A, and you want to come back in live, you press star six again and you come back in live. But the objective of conference call etiquette is to keep the background noise out of there for the moderator and for others. So you always keep yourself muted out, star six, unless you're introducing yourself, which is what we want you to do. So tell me your name, the city where you're from, and then always remember to star six your telephone.
This is Mark
Uelmeyer,
Madison, Illinois.
Mark at Texas, and look,
I'm sorry,
tell
Mark
Uelmeyer,
Madison, Illinois.
I'm Dorothy,
David Reinhardt, Oregon.
Nick from Arizona.
Dean Woman, Grove, Oklahoma.
This is Jack from Arkansas. All right, hang on, hold on, slow down, stop 1 second.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
This is a special edition of the True Team conference call here on Wednesday night. And so many of you guys are new brokers that I love to meet you. But here's a rule when you introduce yourself. Okay, there's conference call etiquette. Whenever you start getting on and speaking on conference calls, there's conference call etiquette. It's like when you sit down at the table, you put the napkin on your lap, don't put your elbows on the table, and you put the fork, you know, and you don't eat with your fingers, stuff like that. Here's what you got to do on conference calls. You got to know this. It's brand new info for many of you, but it's essential to follow conference call etiquette. You introduce yourself. You say, hey, my name is Steve Luxenberg, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. And you see, you introduce yourself, and you make your hometown famous. And you sound like you're excited and alive and in the game and a player, and you absolutely are a winner, or you wouldn't be here anyway. So you speak like a winner and make your hometown famous. And then you remember to press star six on your phone, which knocks you out, including your background noise. We don't want to hear the kids, the dogs, the barking, the coughing, the snorting, and all that, because it knocks out everybody else, so they won't be able to hear a thing. So introduce yourself, sound excited, make your hometown famous, and then...
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Hi, Steve. It's Kathy from Connecticut.
All right, Kathy.
Hey, Steve.
Hey,
Steve. How are you
from United, Texas?
All right. Heard you, OH.
Steve, Don Tripp at San Antonio.
Triple T, welcome.
Carol Flanagan. And David Reinhardt. That's from Oregon.
Carol and the Reinhardts, welcome.
Sanders and
Florida.
Florida.
Wyoming, Florida. Wow, that's great.
Hey, Steve. John Gray, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Sounds good, John.
No, it's from Virginia.
All right,
hey,
Virginia.
Hey, Steve, it's Claire from Connecticut.
Connecticut is checking in with a positive attitude.
Hi, this is Sharon Smith in Highland, Utah.
Hey, Steve, Elizabeth Ferguson from Mexico.
This is Deb out in Texas, honey.
Sounds great, Deb.
Hey, Steve, it's Andy from Wichita.
All right, Andy, making Wichita proud.
Hey, Steve, Paul from New York.
Grove, Oklahoma.
Steve Falka makes New York check in loud and clear. Come on, make your hometown famous. Sound positive.
Hey, Steve. Ken Trump, Peoria, Illinois.
All right, Ken.
The name is Fayetteville, New Jersey.
Hi, Steve.
This
is Marlene from Delaware.
This is Marlene from Delaware.
All right,
Marlene.
Hi, Steve. This is Kathy from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis is in the
house. Tina from Virginia.
Great,
Tina. Hi,
Steve.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma checks in with a smile. Sounds great. Tell us your name, where you're from, with a smile, and star six your telephone, please.
Don Moore.
All right, National Sales Director Don Moore, tell us your name, your city, where you're from, with a smile, and star six your telephone, please.
Jeff Jennings, from Florida.
David and Ann Head from Ono, Arkansas.
John Rogers, out of Oregon.
Beverly Gordon, Tennessee.
Check it in from the hurricane zone to the Pacific Northwest. We want you to sound excited. Make your hometown famous. Tell us your name and where you're from, and then always remember to star six your telephone.
Garfield Wiley, put us in New Jersey.
All right, Dorley.
Matt Walcott from McMinnville, Oregon.
New York.
Roberta, Nebraska.
Roberta from Dallas, Texas.
And then Jupiter, Arizona.
Gary from Las Vegas, Nevada.
BJ from Pinehurst, North Carolina.
John Ron, Houston, Texas.
Mike from Ventura, California.
You're sounding great out there, TruthGM. You sound terrific, TruthGM. Tell us your name, make your city, your hometown famous, tell us where you're from, and then always remember to star 6 your telephone.
I'm Bob Craig, I'm Vernon, Oregon.
Nebraska.
Harry Newcomb from Ohio.
I'm from Boone, Iowa.
Dora Wilson, Mississippi.
Hello. Hey, Anna, you sounding great out there. You're wearing out, Truth Team. I got an hour to go, and you guys are wearing out. Tell
hey,
us your
man,
name.
I'm Ryan Oaten. Let's
sound
go.
Excited. Tell us where
man.
You're from.
Rick Smith from North Platte, Nebraska.
I'm from Boone, Iowa.
Well, I'm from New York.
Aurora, Colorado.
Lee Martin, Kentucky.
Glenn.
Lana Newman, Glen Rose, Texas.
Hey, Steve, it's Rick from California.
Christy Piper from Missouri.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
That's got to be the best part of the call for me. If this call was for me, I'd already say, God bless you and good night. Because I love to hear you introduce yourself that way. It's really a blast to get a chance to meet TruthGM this way. I'm excited checking in from our windblown Florida, where we've had a lot of damage, but thank God not a lot of loss of life. It hasn't been a just catastrophe for us, but boy, it's been enough, you know? It's really been enough. And we're looking forward to sunshine tomorrow for the first time in a week, and there's another one on the way. So keep us in your prayers. We're doing fine here in Florida. Many leaders in Ameriplan here in Florida, a couple of them still without electricity, but everybody checks in, and they're doing fine. From the West Coast, where she got it twice, Michelle Evangelista, National Sales Director, staying in contact with me. Their family's fine. They got it twice. To the newest national sales director in Ameriplan, Deborah Salvaggio, out of the Palm Beach area, and Tina, my tiger, also down there, and so many others. Jeff Demings is in Coral Springs, just about 10 miles, 20 miles south of the strike zone. You know, we got to lick him, but we are ticking, and that is what makes us winners, you know? So congratulations to every one of you on the call. From the windblown, we're still here, Florida, all the way to the Pacific Northwest. I heard so many from Oregon, from Washington, from the southern sunny California, all the way up to the Atlantic Northeast, where we've got people in, you know, it's really cool. That's what it is. It's very cool. And it's so cool that I'm privileged to have a chance to just listen to you introduce yourself from the Ohio Valley to the deserts of New Mexico, from Las Vegas, Sin City, right on through every capital city in Texas and in the States. And I'm privileged to meet you. And I love being able to not go. I got here before OH. That was my only chance. Because he gets to do that on all of our conference calls. And truly, that's the best part. And OH, thanks for doing that. OH Brown, if you heard him introducing all of our calls, moderates our calls.
Hey, buddy,
and
there's only one reason. I was taking an application. I'm sorry.
All right. I beat you to it. Anyway, I dialed in early, and I got to beat him to it. He's always there, and that's National Sales Director O.H. Brown out of Charleston. And, I mean, out of, you know, I'm gonna say Charlotte, and then I'm going to say Charleston and go back to Charlotte. I'm going to do that to you forever, brother.
Charleston.
I know he's in Charleston because I've been there to see him. So I just have a mental block on some stuff. You know, I sent out an email and asked for some help of front page because Daniel's working a front page project. I want my son to take over the TruthGM training website so he can update those pages. So I was so excited that my college son is taking an HTML course, and he's torturing through front page. And, you know, of course, if you and I were to get started in HTML, we wouldn't choose front page, but that's the course he's doing. So I sent out this email, asked for some help with it. And, you know, thanks to National Sales Director Don Moore for a quick reply and others. And everything, but it's so exciting. It's so exciting to watch people learning, developing, stepping up, stepping forward, and reaching out and knowing how we are a team and how we perform as a team and how we're dependent upon one another. and how much we're in the same boat. And if you're taking notes tonight, and I know the 200 of you very well, I know who you are because the scoreboard don't lie, you're the people on the team that are putting on business. So I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to brokers who have just put on some of your first pieces of business, new RSDs who have just done what it takes, and a whole bunch of people just like me who need to make Ameriplan work for themselves. They need to see Ameriplan deliver. It's exactly where I was 3 years ago today. I had signed up as a broker very quickly. I went to a friend that I knew through church who I knew was making great money from home. That's all I knew. And I was becoming so unemployable that I couldn't even get up in the morning anymore and go put in a productive day. It wasn't that I had a bad job. I actually had a pretty good job. Matter of fact, it was a gift to me from a guy who was helping me when I returned from the foreign mission field from the Soviet Union after serving as a missionary for 10 years. And, the job, and boy, it's another conversation to take you to where I was emotionally and mentally as I re-engaged in the States. It's called re-entry. It's a big deal. And, you know, my family was going through re-entry. I got this job. I'm 40 years old. I'm starting over again. The church in Kiev is doing great. It was time for them to thrive and survive, and so must I. 40 years old, kids need braces, wrong teeth were pulled, braces were put on upside down in Kiev, nasty situation, health issues all over the place, doesn't have a nickel, two dimes to rub together, let alone a pension, a future security for Julie and I, and starting over at 40 and not feeling well. Can I summarize my health issues to you without bleeding? And nobody likes to, by the way, never bleed any of your health issues on anybody else, because it's like, if you drag somebody to that place, all you're doing is hurting them. So here's a tip of life. Never, ever drag anybody into the depths of your health issues, because you're not building a relationship. You're just pouring the absolute horror of your issues on their life, which nobody can take it. Everything is either an emotional build or an emotional drain. When you share that pain, you're an emotional drain. When you speak the power of a better tomorrow, you are an emotional builder. This is a lesson of life that I pray and speak into you now, that you would apply into your child rearing and your business building, into your recruiting efforts, and into how you feel when the alarm wakes up the next day. But boy, I was in a position right then, and when that alarm went off at 5:30, and I had to go to work for that guy, and I didn't feel well, and I didn't like it, and it was not a happy day. I knew something had to give. For one thing, there wasn't enough money there, and it wasn't bad money, let me tell you. I'm not going to cry poor on your back. Nor was I dead in a wheelchair, you know, as a quadriplegic. I was, you know, still alive and kicking, but it wasn't on full. I was no 12-cylinder Maserati right then. How about that? I wasn't probably running on more than two cylinders for sure. I was becoming unemployable. And I had no choice. And I signed up for Ameriplan because, man, I knew I wanted to work at home and work my own deal. I was not in, I did not fit in the cookie cutter employability mold. You know, there's a mold of people that are just meant to do that. Julie and I went away with her best friend and her husband to Myrtle Beach last month and had a great time. I haven't seen them in 15 years. And her husband works in the machine industry. and has all of his adult life. He's, you know, in his mid-40s now. He's my age. And all of his life, he's worked for somebody in this machine shop, and they do precision drilling. And this guy's precision drilled holes all of his adult life. I was never created to do that. I don't believe Rick was either, by the way, but he manages to live a happy life like that. Well, I was becoming unemployable. I couldn't do that. Besides the fact I had a lot of catching up to do, I was in my 40s, and me and Julie had nothing. And I'm becoming unemployable with health issues. Let's leave it there. And all of a sudden, I'm not sure I'm going to go another 25 years, quite frankly, you know, to provide for Julie for the rest of her life. And I can watch the news. Mama didn't raise no fool. There ain't going to be no Social Security keeping her in any kind of a reasonable lifestyle 20 years, 25 years from now. Ain't going to happen. So I know I got to do something here. And I decided to start my own business. Just like you. It was 3 years ago. I knew the guy made a lot of money. He was building a phenomenal house down the road. And I knew that he was working from home because I'd leave in the morning. We became friends. We were friends. And he was not awake when I'm calling him at 6 o'clock in the morning driving up the traffic. I'd wake this guy up at 9:30 if I called him sometimes. It's like, oh, you call me before 9:30. And I'd come home, and he was always recreating. By the time I was coming home, this guy was maybe sitting out back, hanging out. You know, he was living a life of a true successful home-based business entrepreneur. I knew that. Didn't know a thing about Ameriplan. Didn't know a thing about network marketing other than I once got conned into an Amway meeting where it freaked me out. I was for sure in a cult meeting. It was like cults, you know? It was a cult. Everybody was watching these slideshows of these sailboats and these islands. This can be yours, and this can be yours, and my spirit, in conjunction with the whole spirit of that place, was not in one accord. And then they started spraying her mouth with the same little sprayer, breath sprayer they had. And it freaked me out. And I got up, I thought we were going to meet somebody. We ended up at a hotel I thought was for dinner. And next thing you know, I'm in this ballroom, and this guy's telling me I could be a gazillionaire. And it was a cult meeting, I'm sure of that, and I ran away. Other than that, I knew nothing about network marketing, MLM, other than some people call them pyramid schemes, like my dad, who, when I joined Ameriplan, was all over my back like white on rice. As bad as when this Jewish guy received Jesus as his Messiah. It was that bad. When I did that and then joined MLM, it was almost equal ground. You're in a pyramid scheme? My son in a pyramid scheme. And they'd laugh at me, you know? And I'm like, man, I don't know from no pyramid scheme. I'm doing my homework here. I feel good about all that I'm looking at here. I got to make this work. There's hungry teenagers in the next rooms. I mean, I'm scared. I'm unemployable. I'm running out of options here. I know this thing can deliver. Michael's making over $100,000 a year. He sponsored me. He's really made it. The guy ain't no brain surgeon. If he can do it, I can do it. And, you know, let me, oh, man, you know, pyramid scheme. So, you know, I get myself signed up, and you'll hear me go into those details of my training and learning how to get on the phone and dial and smile at a later time. But basically, you know, I made a decision 3 years ago right now. I made a big decision. And before this call ends and before I open up the line to hear if you agree and if you'll make the same decision I did, before I do that, I want you to understand the magnitude of what I'm asking you to do tonight, number one. And number two, I'm going to ask you not to mess with me. Because I'm as serious as a heart attack. So I'm just going to ask you those two things, you know? understand the magnitude of what I'm about to ask you to do. Don't hang up unless you're just not in this game here. You know, then I'd rather you hang up. But don't unmute your phone and talk to me tonight without an understanding of the magnitude of what I'm asking you to do. And number two, don't mess with me because I'm going to give you my phone number. Don't mess with me. I'm not easily messed with. I'm too grumpy of an old man. I got health issues and all kind of stuff, you know. I got stuff. And I love to work with them there warriors. If you're in a merit plan and your goal is to supplement your retirement income with an extra $200 a month, just announce yourself as such. Steve, my name is Bobby, and I'm here to make an extra $200 a month to make the ends meet. And then I'm going to treat you just fine, and we're going to be fine. But other than that, I'm expecting you understand the magnitude of what I'm asking you to do tonight. And then as I begin to interact with you, don't mess with me. We have 50 of the finest champions in the history of network marketing on our team. They're all committed to make national sales director, but yet I've never asked them to speak to me and tell me of their decision. What I want to talk to you about tonight is the power of a spoken and believed decision. What I want to do tonight is as non-emotionally as possible, move you off of in the game into fully committed. The fully committed portion is what it will require for you to make it to the top. In the game is good, and I love everyone that's in the game, but that's not the question being put forth tonight. The question is, are you as committed as I am? You see, 3 years ago, sitting where you were, I was in desperation, very close to desperation. Certainly, my options, you know, my those paths that were before me were not the same as they were when I was in my 20s or 30s. My options were beginning to close down on me. I wish I could tell you that I sat there 3 years ago and made an intellectual, entrepreneurial business decision to begin Ameriplan based on the comp plan, the demand in the healthcare industry, and the leveraged residual income, the nature of our income. But I couldn't have spelled most of those things 3 years ago. And Julie, if she's listening now, will laugh and say, you couldn't spell them now without spell checker. And it's true. If I don't holler out to my kids, Julie, or spell check it, don't get spelled. I'm not a brain surgeon. I didn't figure this out and come into this business proactively. I was backed in the corner, becoming unemployable, getting very desperate, and needed to see this thing deliver for my family. And my family deserved the right to have a husband and a father that delivered and provided for them in a reasonable way, for they had given and sacrificed in obedience and calling to my calling to go to the Soviet Union. They lived a rough life. It was not a bowl of pancakes for to raise my kids in the Soviet Union. I spent 4 hours every day of my life for nearly 10 years solid doing one thing 4 hours a day, every single day. And it wasn't smiling and dialing, baby. It was hunting for food and supplies to feed and shelter my family with security. And half of my life was spent that way, and half of their life was spent that way. And they deserved for Dad to provide and to be somebody after being somebody and after the Lord using us such a way, we were just totally dependent upon a miracle to happen. I mean, this thing needed to work or I was going to be a loser, a failure, a welfare mom. And that's not what God created me to be. He didn't create me to be a welfare mom. Now, God bless every one of you welfare moms, and any one of these women on the call that are raising children and these single moms, they're not offended at what I just said. If you know me, you wouldn't be offended either. You see, if you're here tonight, and you may be a single mom, a single parent fighting back that way, you're not a welfare mom. You're a warrior champion building a better tomorrow. There's no welfare moms on our call. Our call is made up of warriors, conquerors, the total trident stallions of the world, the top entrepreneurs of tomorrow, new millennium internet marketers, warriors of future freedom. That's who's on this call. There are no welfare moms. I can't offend them. I can't make a joke about them and scare them. I wouldn't, but they won't be offended. There's no offense here. You see, only those who were meant to conquer will even follow me or my call. Only those who were called the champion will even get on a call at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. This is a sacrifice of your time. I'm telling you where I'm coming from, for I want you to understand the magnitude of the decision I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you to make, verbalize, and document your decision. And then I'm going to ask you to interact with me. And I'm going to ask you not to mess with me. But truly, I've learned to work with the right people, those who are on fire, those who will do what I have done, those who will do what I do, those who will follow the training, coachable, teachable. Man, I had a rough road starting out 3 years ago. I wasn't the best student of this business. Now, I have excuses. It's funny because I got an email from somebody who was had an issue with somebody else, and they had a great excuse, whatever, and I wrote her back. She knows just who I'm talking about. I said, excuses are like, you know what, everybody's got them and everybody's thing. Excuses. Man, I had a great excuse for not fast-tracking the regional sales director. You don't think I'm where I was where you are 3 years ago? Listen to this. When I signed up, and I was ready, man, I mean ready, and I had committed, yeah, I'm going to do this thing. I wouldn't have paid $4.95 to get in if I wasn't serious and went out and bought a desk and a computer. No, I was, you know, doing this on credit card. I was serious about it. Thought I was committed. Then made a decision that I should upgrade from dial-up internet connection to high-speed internet connection. Simple enough. I need to get high-speed internet connection. My upline's involved in internet marketing. Makes sense. I need to surf faster. I need to email faster. He's telling me about a couple things I ought to get if I'm serious about that. And at the same time, while I'm discussing all this, he's telling me about the importance of fast-tracking to RSD. Now, you and I need to talk about the importance of fast-tracking to RSD for sure. And we're going to be talking about that real soon, because it's important. But I couldn't hear the wind through the storm, through the trees, through the forest. Because when I upgraded from dial-up to high-speed internet, I crashed my computer and trashed this little network I was trying to set up between two computers in such a horrible way, I couldn't even get on the internet. I mean, the wrong tech, the wrong wire, the wrong user error. Me and Daniel laugh about it when we're training new brokers. My website's broken. Your website's broken, but the other 3,900 people's is fine. How can it be? They're replica websites. If yours is down, the whole nation is down. You understand? and we have to say, hey, that's user error. Let's teach this user. Well, man, I was the biggest user error that could have touched this thing and crashed probably the whole neighborhood. The internet went down probably in all of Northeast Florida when I got on high-speed internet. And there goes my 21 days to fast-track to RSD. I couldn't hear that through the forest, let alone think about contacting the people that I knew. I had a great excuse for not. After all, I was a missionary. They didn't know me any other way other than financial support through the church. I couldn't approach them There was a sacred trust there. Man, I was so packed full of it and so screwed up and so unsettled that it's a miracle that I made RSD at all. You know, and I finally got my computer back up and going, and man, the excitement of signing up that first broker, and when we got to the 4 and 6, and hallelujah, it was, I think, before my second month had ended at least, so I wasn't a total laughingstock RSD, I was just not a fast-track RSD, and I'm so sorry that I couldn't hear the importance of it. I was not a jet rocket to nothing. I mean, to imagine that I control your website is hysterical compared to where I sat 3 years ago. Absolutely hysterical. But I made a decision right then and right there. And that's the decision this phone call is about. I made a decision right then and right there. When Michael was trying to talk to me about making RSD, and my sponsor was talking about the importance of it, here was my answer, and here's how my decision built. I ain't worried about fast-tracking RSD right now. I'm going all the way with this thing. I have no choice. I can promise you, take it to the bank. I guarantee you I'm going all the way. I have no choice. This is my decision. I'm backed in a corner. Take it to the bank. I guarantee you, Michael, I'll be one of the top income earners on your team, in this company. I'm going to be national sales director. I'm going all the way. Take it to the bank. I'm not sitting here sweating my fast-track to RSD. I got my dang dial up to high-speed internet to deal with, and I can't click my way out of the spare bedroom. But I guarantee you, man, I hadn't been to an event. I had never seen a national sales director. I'd listened to him do a few conference calls. Then I began to get a little exposure to who was an NSD. Who are those, at the time, 150 people? You know, who are those 160-so people that made national sales? The average income was $100,000 a year. That's an understanding enough for me. I want to be in that category. I want to be a six-figure income earner. I mean, mama would have raised a dummy if I would have set my goal to be a full-time career, paying for college, let alone braces and everything else for this family and future, and my goal is $32,000 a year. No, there's nothing wrong with a $32,000 a year goal, but it wasn't for me. Not at this stage in my life. This needed to work. It needed to work big. It needed to work like it worked for those 150 national sales directors. And I didn't know what I could bring to the table. But my passion, my commitment, and my heart. You know what's so sad, guys? We've lost probably 10 or 20 callers. Because what they're thinking in their mind is this is a call about hype. And I need to know how. And this is a call about hype. And they've gone off to do their own thing. And they won't allow me to impart unto them how to lie, cheat, and steal. Don't hang up. Don't be one of them. I'm going to teach you how to lie, cheat, and steal with an integrity of the Lord, all right? Say, man, this guy's off the deep end. Yes, he is truly off the deep end. But if you'll follow the proven system and the path before you, you're going to have victory. You're going to make the right decision. You're going to understand the magnitude of your decision. You're going to be able to walk in it. You'll know how. And we'll interact and ride this thing together, for truly we're in the same boat. Now, when I tell you that I'm going to teach you how to lie, cheat, and steal, before you totally freak out and start writing letter to the owner and all that kind of stuff, let me give you an outline of lie, cheat, and steal. And then I'll fill it in, and you'll understand it as you learn anything about me or the people that have gone before you. For truly, to be successful in anything, you got to lie, cheat, and steal. You got to lie in bed at night, unable to fall asleep. because you're dreaming the dream of success. I can't believe whoever came to me young and said, you're pipe dreaming. Well, that was, most of you wouldn't even ever know what that term meant. You're pipe dreaming. That's a pipe dream. Let me tell you, I don't know for sure what they meant, except they were dream stealers, stuff like that. Glad I never fully understood the dream stealers that came around my life. You better lie awake at night and dream the dream of success, for only those who burn with it will ever achieve it. And it's got to burn in your belly to where you can't even fall asleep because you're lying in bed, burning with the dream of making it and making it big and making it right. You're picturing yourself in it. You're walking in them shoes. You know when you show up for the next event, you're going across the stage to get the award. You're going to be congratulated. You're going to wear the right pin, the right lapel pin. You're going to be seated in the right area, for truly you lie awake at night and burn with the dream of this success. You gotta lie or you never make it. I'm promising you, my friend, you gotta lie. You gotta cheat. You gotta do some cheating, too. You're gonna make it. You wanna make a decision to run with me, not only do you need to lie like me, you need to cheat like me. 3 years ago, when I was in your position, I was still working a full-time job. I hated it. I hated it with all my guts, even though it was a gift from a friend. I hated it. I didn't feel well. I couldn't perform properly. I didn't want to. I didn't like it. I knew it was a dead end. I hated it. I began to cheat when I started Ameriplan. Cheater! Yeah, I was. Yes, I am a cheat. I will cheat time away. Time away from anything that separates me from where I'm going. I am a cheater. And this is what is called in our life sacrifice. You don't go to the Olympics without it. You don't go to the Little League World Series without it. And you'll never break into the top 2% of the income earners in America without it. You have got to be a cheater, and you better cheat like me. And that means you take the necessary time away. It's sacrificial work ethic. And if you can't sacrifice Oprah and peanuts and M&Ms and bowling night and World Series and college basketball and your football tickets and all the other bull crap that has you the same yesterday as you are today, then you won't make it. You gotta be a cheater. Because nobody's gonna make it unless they lie and they cheat and they steal. Say, man, this guy's off his rocker. Lie, cheat, and steal. Lie awake at night and burn with the dream. Burn with the dream of success. Cheat time away from anything that separates you from what is necessary to reach this goal. Man, I'm driving around as a sales manager for this guy, and I'm selling nothing. It's a gift. I mean, it's a mess. And it's an unbelievable story. It's an unbelievable story. But I got my cell phone, and I'm taking calls, making calls. I go to lunch, pull over inside of one of those automatic car washes that you wand yourself, you know? And I pull in there to eat my little tuna wrap, fast food drive-thru, while I'm calling prospects. When I made the decision to not coach Daniel's senior year of soccer, in the some circles of influence where I ran, you'd have thought that I had just become the most carnal, maybe I did, the most heathenistic father that had ever been born. Coached the boys through high school as a walk-on assistant coach for soccer, and then he decided not to do it the last year of his high school. He'll end up in the gutter. He's going to be a ghetto street kid. You're walking away from a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to coach his final year of high school soccer. And as a result of it, man, you'd have thought my relationship with Daniel was done and gone, number one. And number two, I'd lose him forever for it. You know what? That's not what happened. You reap what you sow. My boy heard his dad work hard, and I'll challenge him against any human being that I know to learn how to work as an entrepreneur. My boy watched his daddy work for something. Now he's working for something as a college sophomore. Watch the scoreboard. Don't lie. The scoreboard, don't lie. You think I'm helping you? You nail them when you see them at the next event, and you drag them off into the corner and ask them just exactly how much his daddy helped him, and find out for yourself from his mouth to your ears. I'm teaching the boy to make it on his own, and he's blowing you away. Well, he's got his dad in his next room. Well, you got me right here telling you what to do. Can you take notes, follow instructions? You better be a cheater. You better sacrifice time. Cheat. Sacrifice time. Steal time away from those things not getting you there. You don't need the overtime. I'm sure you can get by working 8 hours a day by now. You've been doing it all your life. You don't need Oprah. You don't need to eat and sit on the couch like a couch potato any more than you need NCAA or the college football season, preseason, NFL, NBA, or bowling night. You're going to have to sacrifice and cheat and steal time away from anything that's not getting you to achieve these goals and dreams. None of us ever got here any other way. None of you will ever get there any other way. It requires a work ethic. This is a four-letter word, people. You better write it down because I'm cussing it to you right now. W-O-R-K. This requires work, and you better steal the time away from things that cutting off your work time and put in the necessary work. None of us get here any other way. I want you to understand the magnitude of the decision that I'm about to ask you before I open up the line and before I ask you to write it down. Because not only do you have to lie, not only do you have to cheat, but you got to steal. You've just got to steal. You understand, it would be a fool that came into this company and this opportunity right now and decided to trial and error their way to success. That person is not called an innovator. That person is called a fool. It's another four-letter word. It would only be a fool who would attempt to step into this company and into this team right now and by trial and error re-innovate their way to success. For we have a proven system, and your job is to steal it. If I open up the line and we talk to the national sales directors one after one, they'll tell you, I stole Steve's system. Wow, that's almost hard to say. I stole Steve's system. Are you confessing there?
I'm confessing.
Who said that, Rick?
I stole it too.
Who said that, OH?
You got it, man. I'll steal it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they're stealing
Steve's
system.
I stole it
too.
I stole it.
Scott,
years ago,
National Sales Director Scott McCollum. They stole Steve's system. That's why they're on the host side of this line, by the way. They steal Steve's host number.
Right.
They'll steal my dang wife if I don't hang on tight to her. These are the most wild group of copycats you have ever met in your life. They have literally stolen my system. They steal. They're copycats. They are not so smart that they're going to go learn the internet marketing, network marketing, Ameriplan, the comp plan, and sales, and marketing, and growth, and duplication, downline building, leadership, and recruiting all on their own from scratch by trial and error. Those are called fools. That's a four-letter word, F-O-O-L, you fool. Follow the proven system, be a copycat, for truly you ain't going to make it in this thing if you don't lie, cheat, and steal. You lie awake at night and burn with it to where you're an insomniac. You cheat time away from anything that won't get you there. You steal this system right out from under us into a way where you're copying it your own and breaking away with your own organization. Thank you, Steve. I'll run with the ball now. Look over your shoulder, have a couple of thousand people under you, and kaboom, you're making $200,000 a year. Steal the system right out from under me. That's why you're here. You say, well, why would I want to steal your system? I think I'll just buckle up, wrap it up tight, and I'll make my own. Well, you big gonged dummy. You follow the number one guy, right? And I'm not standing here proud telling you I'm number one. I'm number one because of Rick Weidel. I'm number one because of Troy Cotterman. I'm number one because of Don Moore. I'm number one because of Janine Andrews. I'm number one because of Scott McCollum. I'm number one because of Phil Scruggs. I'm number one because of Deb and Scott and Scott and Steph and Tina and Kyle and Dave and Anna. And, man, the list just goes on and on and on and on. You guys made me number one. And you know what they have in common? They are such copycats, you would not believe it. My son Daniel, executive sales director, is helping me to be number one. You know how he does it? He's a dang copycat kid. That kid over there in the next room ain't doing nothing more than copycat. You gotta lie. Wake in bed at night and burn with it. You gotta steal. You gotta cheat. You gotta lie, cheat, and steal. Cheat. Time away from anything not getting you there. That's called sacrificial work ethic. Most of you have an allergy to it. I'm so sorry. The cure, by the way, to this allergy of sacrificial work ethic, there's only one cure. I don't mean to offend anybody because I'm talking to warriors here, but there's only one cure to the allergy of sacrificial work ethic, and that is hunger pain. So I wish you starvation. That will get you off of your dead butt. If that's what it takes. I'm sorry to admit I got myself wrapped into a scary corner to ignite my life on fire, to wake me up, to revive me. It's amazing how the Lord works like that. But he's never more than a step away, and neither is your future of a better tomorrow. It's a fresh step away to wake your dead butt up and get it into action with a work ethic and have a better tomorrow. I'm going to ask you for the decision, but I want you to understand the magnitude of the decision, the work ethic behind it, and don't mess with me. See, I'm going to open up the line in just about 5 minutes, and I'm going to ask for you to make a decision to be national sales director in Ameriplan. Let me explain to you what that means. A national sales director in Ameriplan, the average income of a national sales director in Ameriplan is $100,000 a year. And now with the beginning of the release of our medical plan, you'll see that number triple in the next 12 to 24 months. The average income of a national sales director in Ameriplan is going to be $200,000 to $300,000 a year within 12 to 24 months, just because of the size of our organization buying the plan themselves as this thing rolls out. But that's not the point. The point is you make a decision to make national sales director because only when you make national sales director may you qualify for the money. Now, this ain't brain surgery, my friends, and I want you to write it down. Make NSD qualifies you for all the money. Simple enough. Bottom line, can we agree that that's a bottom line statement so I don't do an hour training on structure? You want to make NSD because, number one, it qualifies you for the money. It don't get you the money. It qualifies you for the money. But that's all right, because when you make NSD, me and you are about to be best of friends, and we're going to go all the way through the organization to get the ring. Just like the True Team NSDs are all doing with me. And the 50 people that follow us on our regular advanced leadership training and many of you from this call will do as a result of the decision I'm asking you to make tonight. You want to make NSD, National Sales Director? It's the top position in our company for the comp plan. You want to make National Sales Director? That's where the average income is, $100,000 a year. Want to make National Sales Director? That's where you'll find exponential growth, creating the leveraged and true residual income that will set you free for life. You will not find that anywhere but at National Sales Director. The exceptions are null and far between. So yeah, man, I want to knock out structure. I want to make National Sales Director. That's what I need to do to qualify for the money, then I want to do it now. 3 years ago, I made that decision. Didn't fully understand why I should fast track to RSD, and I had excuses like Carter has liver pills for not getting it done quickly. But I did make this decision. I was going to make National Sales Director in Ameriplan. My upline with the check, the money, were National Sales Directors. I needed to knock that out now. The quicker, the better. How long could I last, by the way? Was I good for another 25 years? Heck no. 15? Definitely not. Didn't think I'd live another 5, quite frankly. I mean, it needed to happen, and if it needs to happen for you in the next reasonable number of years, and I'm talking 1 to 3, not 5 to 15, okay? You with me on this? That I'm calling you to make a decision right now to be a National Sales Director in Ameriplan, the sooner the better. This year would be phenomenal. Next year would be the latest that it could happen, because thus I must quickly move to qualify myself for that big money. I'm calling for you to make a decision like I made exactly 3 years ago, and I'm calling for you to articulate it exactly the way I did 3 years ago, and I'm calling for you to lie, cheat, and steal the way I have. And you can duplicate the record-breaking success that I've received. And truly, the blessings of reaping and sowing will follow you wherever you go. But I want you to understand the magnitude of this decision, for I was willing and couldn't help but lie, cheat, and steal. The dream and burn ripped my guts out. I saw myself walking in the shoes of a National Sales Director, accepting that trophy and saying a few words in the mic at the event. I saw myself there. Matter of fact, I dreamed about it a lot of nights with my eyes wide open. I'm going to be there. That's where you got to be to get the money. It ain't all about looking at me, because if you want to know what it's like looking at me or meeting me, just ask anybody who has met me and Julie, and they'll tell you meeting Steve ain't no big deal. Meeting Julie is really the event. I'm a very intense, average, middle-aged man, desperate to succeed with this, for truly, I am unemployable and have not, thus myself, many other options. I do not believe that Social Security will be there for me 21 years from now, nor do I believe that a handout of socialism is our future or the way in which I choose to live my life, let alone leave to my wife and children the inheritance of a loser. It was going to work for me, and I made the decision, and I dreamed about it, and it burned within me in such a way that kept me up at night. The amount of hours I slept no longer mattered, for truly, after hunting for food for 10 years, 4 hours a day, 7 days a week, I could apply myself 4 hours a day to dial, smile, and close. My goodness, this is child's play compared to places I've marched. How about you? Have you ever flipped burgers? I'm sorry if you haven't. Have you ever scraped barnacles off the bottom of a boat? I'm sorry if you haven't. Have you ever welded? Have you ever passed plywood over your head up the ladder to the next level? I'm sorry if you haven't. Have you ever slung a tar brush, putting tar on a roof? I wish you had. Have you ever changed 100 diapers a day? God bless you. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Have you ever served enough robotics like a slave to desire and burn for the freedom of a better tomorrow? I hope it burns you. I hope it burns you horrible. I've wasted more time than it took me to build a Miraplan in the gym being a gym rat. Me and Harley Garber laughed about that one night until we couldn't stand up no more. We've literally wasted more time on our adult athletic obsessions and probably on looking at bikes and boats and cars too, Dave, than we have what is necessary to build the financial freedom for life. I don't know about you, but when it comes right down to the sacrifice and the time necessary to do this, I don't need a lesson in delayed gratification. I'm an adult. Aren't you? I don't need to know this is not a get-rich-quick plan or a pyramid scheme. Otherwise, I'd be out playing the lottery right now. I know I'm working for a better tomorrow. I'm glad this company is legit, 15 years old, solid, $100 million a year, innovative healthcare industry leader of product and design and marketing with the best comp plan in the industry, not like any other MLM. I'm glad for all those things, but I didn't know them 3 years ago. I knew I was hungry, and I made a decision to make it. And I told my sponsor, I looked him into the whites of his eyes, and I said, Michael, not really sure about that Fast Track RSD thing, buddy, but I can tell you this, and you can take it to the bank. I'm going to make it all the way to National Sales Director. I'm going to wear the ring of a founder in Ameriplan. I'm going to make it a national sales director. And working part-time, lying, cheating, and working full-time and Ameriplan part-time, working a full-time job. Mama didn't raise no fool, okay? Advertising budget, say it to me once. Yep, that's English. God. English enough to me. I'm not a genius, but I can understand English. I worked a full-time job and built the Ameriplan to national sales director in 15 months. And that ain't no record, because if you were to listen to Don Moore, who I don't know if Don, have you dialed in on the host side tonight? I don't know if Don's dialed in on the host side. Don was working part-time Ameriplan and did it in half the time I did. So did Rick. So, you know, my 15 months working part-time on this thing was no record, believe me. My sponsor had done it in 9.5 months, and a lot of the winners on my team have done it a lot faster than me. So I was no fast track to nothing. But I made a decision that it didn't matter if it took me 5 months, 5 years, 5 hours, 5 weeks, 5 days, 5 millenniums, 5577. It didn't matter what it took, because I was on fire with lying, cheating, and stealing, and there was no other way for me. I made a decision. I was going to be a national sales director. I was going all the way with this thing. This is what it was going to be. My lot is cast. My calling is clear. Now put your head down and work like an animal. This is what it means when you're hungry, when the belly growls with the pain of hunger. It is an amazing thing to watch an old woman lift a car off of a kid that crashes at a railroad track. An amazing thing. The adrenaline, the fire in your guts burn you through the pain and hardships that you will face. Overcoming an issue with a canceled broker becomes nothing. Chargebacks become little bumps in the road. You have got to deal with issues to learn how to be an entrepreneur, and it don't matter because your guts are on fire with whatever it takes. Don't open up this line and talk to me now, and don't write me unless you understand the magnitude of the decision that I'm asking you to make. Will you join us? There are a little over 200 of us that are national sales directors in Ameriplan. Will you join us? future leaders of tomorrow. Will you lie, cheat, and steal? Do whatever it takes and cast your lot as a career unconditional commitment. And I've said it before, and I don't say it blasphemy. God would have to kill me to stop me. If you're able to make this type of a commitment to be a national sales director and win an Ameriplan, then I'm calling you to make a decision tonight, and there's three things that I want you to do. Number one, when I open up the line, I want you to say it to me in two sentences or less. Please follow that one, will you? Two sentences or less. I want you to say it out loud. Number two, I want you to write it down, email it to me and to your sponsor and to your sponsor's sponsor. You better find all them people getting paid on your butt. You understand? That makes logical sense. That's your direct line of support, the ones that get paid on you. I want you to email it to me and your sponsor and your sponsor's sponsor. I want you to go four levels. Find all four of them boys that are getting paid on you. And I want you to write it down, and I want you to say, I will be a national sales director in Ameriplan, whatever it takes. And then you can write up to a paragraph or a page, but please don't send a diary. Don't go into the too personal area, right? But I want you to write down your commitment, why and how. What you're going to do, unconditionally commit. I want you to email it to me. I'm steve@trueteam.net. You know about True Team? My email is steve@trueteam.net. Okay? That's how I get direct mail. That's the only way I get direct mail, by the way. The stuff you guys reply to, I don't get. Thank God for Julie doing the admin. It's a massive, massive job. And then I want you to, number three, verbalize your commitment at least five times a day, every day, for the next 30 days. That means at least five times a day, every day for the next 30 days, you verbalize, I will do whatever it takes to be a national sales director in Ameriplan. That's who I am. That's what I'll do. I want you to say that. I don't care if you say it to your mom, your wife, your son, two of your brokers, your prospect, and your upline, your neighbor, your cousin, the operator who answers the phone, the cable TV, that guy that comes to service and asks you what you do, or the guy next door. But five times a day for the next 30 days, part of this commitment is to verbally proclaim with confidence and posture that'll build every day, I will do whatever it takes to be a national sales director and succeed in Ameriplan. Five times a day for 30 days. Three things I want you to do. And if you're not speaking up, please press *6 on your telephone right now. If you are speaking up, make sure there's no background noise and you wait your turn, because I want to hear it, as well as see the email at steve@trueteam.net. I want to see it. By the way, don't send me a one-liner. I'm Omega Steve. You know, put a little bit of heart and passion behind it. Can you hear the passion necessary to make it? Because if you don't lie in bed at night and burn with the passion, you ain't going to make it. So don't impress me with your one-liner. I'm going all the way, buddy. You know I'm here, buddy. No, I want to feel the passion. I want to know you're where I am. And then the number final thing I want you to do is to write down my hotline phone number. And don't play me. And don't mess with me. All right? Don't dial this number if you're not putting on business and burning like I'm burning, and one of us 50 that have gone before you. Don't even write down this number. My hotline number is 904-403-0934. Don't ask for it by email. Talk to your sponsor. 904-403-0934. Don't email, tell me you missed it, you had a bad connection. Don't mess with me. Call me and talk warrior talk to me. Tell me how many applications you processed this week. Tell me you're going to make national sales director whatever it takes. Tell me how many prospects you got in your inbox. Let's talk about winning. Let's talk about how to win. Let's talk about strategies to win. And by golly, Eden's direct, if I ever tell you a direct action to do and you don't do it, by golly, Eden's direct, please tear up that number and burn it in a shredder, for I only work with warriors that can lie, cheat, and steal. But I want to have a relationship with you. If you're at this level of commitment, I want to personally know you. I want to know your name. I want to know where you're from. I want to hear you speak it. I want to see it in your email. I want you to dial my hotline number and let me know you put in 3 apps this week. You're on fire with the lie, cheat, and steal, and that I better watch the scoreboard, for the scoreboard don't lie. I want to hear you say it. You don't think I know what I'm doing? Well, the scoreboard don't lie. All I knew how to tell my sponsor was this: I'm going to the top. Watch me. I'm going all the way. Nothing can stop me. Doesn't matter what I know or what I don't know, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going all the way. Nothing can happen but God flat killing me. I'm on fire and burning all the way. If that's you, I want to have a relationship with you. I'm not so unavailable. You'll learn my schedule. You'll learn that you can call me late at night, afternoon is best, never in the morning. You'll learn that I want you to leave a voicemail and expect you to call me back, because if you don't know that the squeaky wheel gets the oil, then you haven't learned the basic ABCs of life yet. I want to know. I want you to understand the magnitude of your decision. I want you to absolutely be committed to the sacrificial work ethic necessary. I want you to write it down in an email and email it to me, steve@truetm.net, your sponsor, sponsor, 4 levels up. Find them folks getting paid on you, for truly you're a blessing in their life. And then I want you to verbalize it 5 times a day for the next 30 days, whatever it takes. And the last thing I want to ask you to do tonight is I'm going to open up the line and I want to give you a chance to speak up. Don't step on one another. Please be respectful of conference call etiquette. If you've already star-6'd yourself after you introduced yourself, that means you're still muted out and I won't hear you. You'll have to star-6 again to come back in. If you're not going to say anything tonight, you're listening in and learning, great. You can star-6 yourself now and mute out your background noise, and that will be proper etiquette in allowing others to speak. Let's try to go slow. I want to hear it said. I want to know if you're going to win. I'm calling for a decision right now. It's kind of like an old-time gospel revival where you stand up and walk forward and raise your hand and make a decision. None of us ever got anywhere any other way. We make a decision, and I want to know if it's you. So I'm going to open up the line.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Steve Luxford.
All right, we only lost about 10 people. I'm getting a recharge battery light on my phone flashing, so I know we don't have long, but we don't want to step on one another. We got a good, clear line right now, and thank you guys for that. Because if you got a baby in the background or something like that, then it's going to mute out our noise. Let me hear you jump in and make a commitment. If you're with me on this thing, let's hear you verbalize
Steve
it. And our...
Steve,
go right ahead.
Steve, this is Mark Uhlemeyer from Madison, Illinois. I will be a national sales director.
I know you will,
right,
buddy.
And I'm going to tell you something. The truth is in the behavior. Don't pay attention to what I say. Just watch what I do. And
Great, Mark. I know you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Linda Collette from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, Linda.
Yes, I am to do whatever it takes to succeed to be a national sales director, with all the help from all the wonderful people that in this team.
Steve, this is Dorothy O'Reilly, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, and I'm determined to be national sales director.
I know you will, Dorothy. I love you, Dorley.
I will be a national.
I know you will, Tina.
Steve, Mike Riley.
All right, Mike.
From California, I will be a national sales director.
I know you will, Mike.
Hi, Steve. This is Adla from New York City. Mm-hmm. And
I want to be National Sales Director.
I know you will. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is Deb.
Texas. I will be NSD by the end of this year.
I know you will, Deb.
Hey, Steve. Frunk.
Ken.
I'll be National Sales Director before the year is over.
I know you will, Ken.
Hi, Steve. This is Anna Daggett.
Hey, Anna.
I will be National Sales Director by convention.
I know you will, Anna.
Hey, Steve. John Rogers in Oregon.
Hey, John.
You can count me in. You had me at hello. I'll be there by the end of the year. Here's my deal, man. I've got a wife and 5 children and 1 on the way. I have no choice.
I know you're going to be there, John. I know you are.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
This is Becky in Virginia.
Hey, Becky.
I will be on NSD by June of 2004.
I know you will, Becky. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve. This is Mark Rigi in Wisconsin.
I hear you, Mark, and I hear you, Triple T, in the background.
Hey, Steve. This is Jim Anderson. I'm going to be a National Sales Director.
All right, Tim.
Jim
Anderson. All right, Jim.
Hi, Steve. This is Rita. That rude.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I am determined to be an NSD by next year.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Rita. Jim.
Thank you.
This is Joel.
And this is Phyllis.
And
Joel.
I will be National Sales Director within 12 months.
Joel, Phyllis, I agree with you. I know you will.
Steve, I have a desire to be free of time and money. Mark in Wisconsin. I am going to be an NSD in Ameriplan.
I know you are, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Steve, it's Andy from Wichita.
Andy.
I will be a National Sales Director before the end of this year.
I know
you will. I
will
walk across the stage and I will pick up my trophy next June at convention.
I know you will, Andy.
Please. This is Dolly and David Reinhardt, Gresham, Oregon. We will be NSD by May of 2005.
Dolly, welcome, and we agree with you. I agree.
Steve, this is Sandy in Florida.
Sandy.
Hi. I will make it to NSD, and this is my decision, and I'm sticking to it.
You bet you are. I agree with you. I know you will.
Steve, this is Lee Martin in Kentucky.
Hey, Lee.
I will be a National Sales Director.
I know you will, Lee.
Hi, Steve. This is Vegeta Wasco from Hawaii.
Rebecca?
Vegeta. You can call me V.
Vegeta. V.
Yes. I have made the decision to be a National Sales Director within 12 months.
Congratulations, Vegeta V, and we agree and welcome you.
Hi, Steve. This is Eric Whittington in New York. I will be a National Sales Director. I've had a burning in my soul since I got in this business. I will be a National Sales Director by the end of the year.
I know you will, Eric. Congratulations, buddy.
All right.
Steve, this is Stephanie out in Chandler.
Hey, Steph.
I will lie, cheat, steal, and cheat my way to NSD by the end of the year.
I know you will, baby. I love you.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Dora Wilson.
Dora.
Mississippi.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I will be National Sales Director. That's who I am, and that's what I'm going to do by the end of this year.
I agree with you. I agree with that.
Steve, this is Shelley from New York.
Hey, Shelley.
I will be a National Sales Director.
I know you will be, Shelley.
Hey, Steve, this is Tony in San Diego.
Tony Redding.
Man, I'm going through the fires, and I'm coming out in an SD.
Tony, I know you are. I know you are, Tony.
Steve, this is Jennifer Trice in Mississippi.
Hey, Jennifer.
I will be a National Sales Director by January of 2005.
I agree with you, Jennifer. I know you will be.
Hi, Steve. Kathy Nolan in Connecticut.
Hey, Kath. I love you.
I'm a warrior champion, and I'm determined to do it. I'm going to be a National Sales Director.
I know you will be, Kathy.
Thank you.
Hi, Steve. This is Colleen from Minnesota.
Hey, Colleen.
I will be a National Sales Director by June of 2005.
I agree with you, Colleen. I know you will.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve.
This is
Patty Piper.
Say it again, guys. You walk on one another.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is Patty Piper.
Patty.
I will be a National Sales Director.
I know you will, Patty.
Hi, Steve. This is Don Clark in St. Louis.
Hey, Don.
I will be a National Sales Director.
I know you will, man.
I cracked my computer.
I know
so
you
starting
will.
Starting from scratch and I'm catching up fast.
Hey, I know you will. I've crashed my computer more times than anybody in the world, brother. Didn't mean a thing. God bless you. You're going to make it.
Steve?
Yes?
This is Kathleen in Corona, California.
Hi, Kathleen.
I will be at NSD by September 05.
Congratulations. I agree with you, Kathleen.
Hey, Steve. This is Kevin Dudley from Milshie, Texas.
Kevin.
I'm going to be an NSD. I'm tired of life, living life the way it is. I'm ready to live life again.
I know what you mean. I agree with you, Kevin.
Steve,
hey, Steve, this is Dee in Georgia.
Hey, Dee.
I will make NSD next year.
I know you will.
Steve, this is Matt out of Oregon.
All right, Matt.
I'm going to make NSD by convention at the latest.
I know you will, Matt.
Hey, Dee. This is Harley.
Hey, Harley.
NSD by Christmas.
I know you will, Harley. I love you, bro.
This is Scott from Binghamton, New York.
Hey, Scott.
I'm gonna be NSD by the end of the year.
I know you will, Scott.
I'm
I agree
so
with you, bud.
About it.
Hey, this is Tina Forte from Alexandria, Virginia. I just got my kit yesterday, and I plan to be a NSD within 12 months.
Way to go, Tina. I agree with you.
Steve, it's John Gray, Cincinnati, Ohio. I will be an MSD, and I am going to follow the system.
All right, John. That's
I'm
going to
be your
all...
biggest copycat.
That's the way we all got there, bro.
Hey, Steve. This is Christy Pfeiffer, Missouri.
Hey, Christy.
I will be an NSD.
I know you will, Christy. I agree with you. Hey, if you've already introduced yourself, please star 6 your phone, guys, so others can see. Remember to star 6 your phone after you speak, please.
Steve, this is BJ from Pinehurst, North Carolina.
BJ.
I'll just meet you at the top.
Yeah, you are. I agree with you.
Okay.
Steve?
Yes?
This is Susan Schnapp from Chicago. I will be NSD.
Hey,
I
Susan.
I can't hear you.
I agree with you, Susan.
Hey, Steve, Don Triplett.
Hey, Triple T.
Hey, I just want to reconfirm the decision. I'm going to be an NSD. I've walked the stage, and it's habit forming. I like it. I'll be there.
I know you will, Don. Congratulations.
Steve, this is
Steve Joe Barclay.
Huntington.
Hey, Joe, I hear Huntington as well.
I will be National Sales Director in a year.
All right. I agree.
Steve, this is Joe Rubble from Valley Springs, and I will do what it takes to become National Sales Director.
All right, Joe.
Steve, I've told you a number of times. Tonight I'm telling the world, Barbara and I will be on the stage as NSDs at convention, and we're taking some others with us.
I know you will, Joe, and I know you will, Barbara. You're well-loved and respected, and we know you are.
Steve, this is Cheryl from Inglewood, California. To everybody on the call, I've been percolating long enough. I will be an NSD.
I love it, Barbara. Congratulations. We agree with you.
Steve, this is Diane from Georgia. I feel like I've got all the obstacles out of the way in the early stages, and I will be NSD by convention.
Hey, Diane, you will be. You will be. The obstacles keep coming, baby, but you will be.
Amen.
Hey, Steve, this is Chris from Indianapolis. I will be NSD.
Yes, you will.
Hey, Steve, this is Doris, and I will be NSD in 2005.
I agree with you.
Steve, this is Reagan from Texas.
Great.
Thank you for stirring the heart. We're going to be NSD. No one can stop us.
That's a great decision. I agree with you.
Hey, Steve, this is David Floyd from Georgia.
Hey, Dave.
I will be NSD next year.
I agree with you, brother.
All right.
Steve, this is Nancy Ann in Houston.
Hey, Nancy Ann.
I'll be a great copycat.
You're off to a great start. I agree with you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Steve.
This is Claudia from Georgia.
Hey, Claudia from wherever.
And I am an NSD. It happens to be Christmas Day 2004, and I did it.
I know you are, sweetheart, and I celebrate with you.
Steve, this is Joe Chamberlain from Colorado.
All right, Joe.
I'll be an NSD by convention next year.
I know you will, Joe.
Hey, this is Irene from Maryland.
Eileen.
Irene. And I want to be NSD by next year convention.
If you want to be, you will be, Irene.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Dean Mormon, Grove, Oklahoma, and I will be NSD no matter what it takes.
I agree with you. That's how we all got there.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
That's exactly right, brother. I agree with you.
Amen.
Steve, this is Earl Hickman in Unity, Maine. I will be NSD by convention.
I agree with you, Earl.
Steve, this is Rose from Glens Falls, New York.
Hi, Rose.
I will be NSD by next summer.
I know you will, Rose.
This is Jennifer. I will be NSD
by the third month.
Hey, Jennifer, congratulations. I know you will be.
Steve?
Yeah?
I will be in NSD by my 78th birthday, October 205.
And what's your name?
Gloria.
Gloria, I agree with you, sister, and I believe you will be.
Thank you.
Steve. Jeff Dem in Coral Springs, Florida. I will lie, cheat, and steal, do whatever it takes to be able to see by convention.
I know you will, Jeff.
Steve, this is Mervyn Wynn in Memphis, Tennessee. I've been a broker for almost a year, and I haven't done anything. But this conference call tonight is Start the Fire in Me, and I'm only 18 years old backwards.
And I'll that mean 81, Marvin?
81. And I'll be NSD within 18 months.
I know you will, Marvin, and we congratulate you and agree with you.
So thank you.
Yes.
I'll be in NSD as soon as possible.
I agree with you.
Hi, Steve. This is Sharon Duggar from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey,
and
sweetheart.
I want to be NSD in 2005.
I know you will be, Sharon.
Thank you.
It's Roberta in Nebraska. I'm going to be NSD within a year.
Roberta, I agree with you.
Thanks.
Steve, got Craig Barmore up in New York.
Hey, Craig.
NSD 2005, and you can take that to the bank.
I know I can, Craig. I believe it'll be early in 2005, too, for you, buddy.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. Dale Nickerson from Iowa.
Hey, Dale.
I will be NSD by the end of January. I'm starting from zero tonight, so I'm going to have to set some records, and I'll do it. Bring some strong leaders with me.
I know you will, Dale. I agree with you, and I know you'll do it.
Hi, this is Rick S. I will be in NSD.
I agree with you, Rick. I believe you will be. I know you will be.
Hey, Steve. It's Eleanor.
Hey, Eleanor.
Peter and I will make it to National Sales Director by the end of this year.
I know you will, dog, and I know Peter is a great support. Love you very much, and I know you will.
Thank you.
Hi, hey, Steve. This is Dan in Ohio.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm on fire with it, man. How about you?
I am, too. I will be NSD. I'm brand new broker. I started beginning of September, so
congratulations.
I will be there.
Congratulations. I agree with you, Dan.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, this is Gail in Alabama.
Hey, Gail in Alabama.
Hey, I'll be NSD by July 05.
I'm not doubting it'll be earlier than that, sweet thing. I agree with you.
All right, Holly Hine in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey, my Holly.
NSD by the jam, but I'm going to be walking across the stage with several of my brokers.
I know you will, sweetheart. Congratulations, Holly. I agree with you.
Hi, Steve.
I'm one of them.
Hey there.
This is Glenda in North Carolina, and I'm going to make a commitment to be an NSD by 205.
All right, Glenda, we agree with you, and I know you're going to do it, Glenda.
Hey, Steve, this is Gail in Gonada, Texas.
Hey, Gail.
How are you?
I'm kind of excited.
I can hear that. I plan on being NSD by this time next year.
I plan on being right there by your side. I agree with you.
Thank you. Hey, Steve?
Yes.
This is Joy. I'm going to be NSD this time next year.
I know you will, Joy, and we're right there with you. Congratulations.
Hi, Steve. It's Ruby.
Speak up. I can't hear you. Speak loud.
Hi, this is Ruby.
Rudy.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, welcome.
I'm a new broker, but I will be.
Hey, I agree with you. I was a new broker when I made this decision, too. It's a quality decision, and I agree with you. If you've already made your decision, please remember to *6 your phone. If you're not going to say anything, *6 your phone. If you've yet to speak up, come on, I want to hear you speak loud and clear. We're going to wrap it up now.
Steve, it's Nancy Angel in Arizona, and I'm going to be an NSD by the end of 2005.
Nancy, it'll be a lot sooner for you, sweetheart. I know you are. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, this is David out in Albany, Oregon.
We'll be there.
I hear you guys. I'm agreeing with you.
Steve, it's Penny and Don from Pennsylvania. We're committed to the NSD by the end of the year.
And I agree with that.
Steve, this is Peggy in West Virginia.
Hey, Peggy.
Hey, I'm on Tina's downline, and as I've told Tina, I'm an overcomer, and I'm going to give her a run for her money to NSD.
I know you are. Congratulations in advance. It's all yours.
Thanks.
Hi, Steve. This is Angie from Michigan.
Hey, Jenny.
Angie.
Angie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're speaking soft, and a lot of people forgot to press star 6, so I can hardly hear you, Angie. I'm sorry.
I'm from Michigan, and I'm a new broker, and I'm going to make RSD.
I know you are, Angie. Welcome to Ameriplan.
Dave?
Yes.
This is Dave Thomas out here in Albany, Oregon.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, we're brand new brokers in this about 3 weeks, and before the end of the year, we're going to be NSD.
You go, Dave. I agree with you. Congratulations.
Hello, Steve. This is Jason from Tennessee, and I will be NSD with hard work, dedication, and commitment.
You bet, Jason. I agree with you, bud.
Hey, Steve.
This is Wanda from Hannibal, Missouri, and I'm going to make it if I can figure out how to work this phone.
Hey, Wanda, you are going to make it even without a phone because you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Steve, this is Bob from Oregon, new broker. I will be a national sales director.
I know you will, Bob. Congratulations. I agree with you.
Let me get it.
Yeah, I'll get it. Y'all?
Hey, you still there?
I am.
It's Kenny Green from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Kenny.
I will be a national sales director by the end of this year.
I know you are, Kenny.
Steve, this is Patsy Lewis.
Kathy or Patsy?
Patsy from Charleston, South Carolina.
See.
I will be NSD by Champions Weekend.
I know you will. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Well, we held together the quality of that line a long time, leaving it open the way we did. If you haven't gotten to verbalize your commitment yet, remember to put it in email right now to Steve, to your sponsor and your upline. We're here to support you. We want you to call us. We want to be in the game shoulder to shoulder with you, for we are a true team, and the blessing and the power of what we're given is operating as a true team. This has been a joyful night for me and a memorable event in many lives, including mine, and I look forward to celebrating the fruit of it with you this year, next year, and in many years to come. God bless you guys, and have a great night.
Yellow?